master's on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
Going to put off the conversation any longer. Time for us to get back into the action Wednesday, the 4th of December. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler to go through the issues, the stories, the things that people are talking about today. And I think the two items that are number one, by the way, I want to thank all of my newfound friends by the thousands here listening to me. I'm broadcasting from Tucson, Arizona this morning, the studios of The Truth 104.1. And they have really strong, this is early in the morning.
Yeah.
They have a strong listenership here, which is kind of cool. So
I still think we should play Truth or Dare with those Tucsonites.
You want to do that?
Truth fun.
Or Dare. This is a very interesting city to get around, by the way. You don't know, I didn't get here until dark. It was actually well after dark last night when I got here. And trying to find your way around, I've really never driven through Tucson, or I haven't for a long time. I visited the other station in town when I was on that station for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, a number of years ago. But I don't, you know, things have changed so much. And the interstate, as it goes through town, you can try to figure out where you are. There are a lot of surface streets here. It's kind of like Los Angeles, Jennifer, in a way. Mm-hmm. You get, there's not heavy interstate roadway usage. Just sort of getting in and out of the city, but around the city, it's all surface streets. And it's very traffic. They're nicely built, like the boulevard. You feel like you're driving on boulevards, but still, it's a long end. It's a spread out city.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're driving.
I've been there, actually.
Yeah. Have you?
A couple of times.
Yeah.
I used to date somebody that lived there.
Oh, you did?
And he was graduating from the university.
No.
Yeah.
All right, well, what I find most fascinating, you know how I am with planes?
Yeah.
There is just north of town, about 20 miles, and I've tried to get in there two or three times over the last few years. Can't get in. I used to be able to go in there when Evergreen, the shipping company, owned it. It's a parking lot for planes, and there are hundreds of planes parked out there.
I think I've seen that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's called Penal, P-E-N-A-L. Anyway, that's one of the things. Plenty of things going on here at Air Force Base. It's a very hopping and happening town.
A hopping
and happening town.
My
Arnold impression. Okay, so I'm going to take a pledge. Everybody ready? Hold up your right hand, please. I pledge to not discuss Obamacare at all here, next hour, hour after that, hour after that, hour after that, hour after that. The only thing I will say is that the Supreme Court was asked by Liberty University to take up another aspect. Their deal is that they don't think that we should require large employers to offer health coverage to their employees. And the Supreme Court said they're not going to hear that. But we know they're going to hear the case again because of birth control health services being mandated, and that's been challenged. So that's it. Okay, I'm done. Finished. Over. I really want to talk about the drones, and I don't know that there's much new when it comes to...
Did you hear about the Amazon.com and the drones?
No, I'm not. I didn't finish my sentence.
Oh, okay.
You
said there wasn't much new, so I said,
there
well,
wasn't
wait,
much
did you
new,
hear?
.. Well, yeah, that's been the subject of a lot of people's, what their challenge is for this. But I was talking, I spent a lot of time, yesterday we talked a lot about the engineer who fell asleep, actually, at the switch, literally, and that's why the train derailed north of New York City. But the interesting thing is how much, calling on my own experience of having been in a number of locomotives and how they work, there's a dead man switch, if you will, that has to be in some way, shape, or form activated every 15 seconds or the train automatically will stop. So the people who are saying he fell asleep at the controls, had he really fallen asleep, that dead his foot would have fallen off of the switch and the train would have stopped. So I'm not sure that holds water. It could be that there is something else to this. I'm just saying, I'm sort of keeping an open mind to it because I think there are other possibilities, knowing that if he had fallen asleep, the dead man's switch would have stopped the train automatically. But the other side of it is it was going 82 miles an hour in a 30-mile zone. And so there was no way that thing was going to stay on the track, no matter how you slice it. 82 miles an hour on a straight track. First of all, when you look at the way these, if you take the the Washington to New York to Boston line, which now has the Acela train, which does do about 140, 145 miles an hour on the straightaways. They had to rebuild all the track. They haven't done, they're not going to do that to the suburban train track, but this is a heavily traveled route. There's a train, certainly during rush hour, every 4 or 5 minutes, and during the rest of the day, every 15 or 20 minutes. And these are regular locomotives, regular cars. They're not the electric, and it's not, you know, just the smaller trains that are meant to do almost like subway work. This is a regular locomotive, a General Electric locomotive, and the thing was moving right along, the same as a coast-to-coast train would do. So there's a lot of stuff here that I think needs to be answered. 4 people killed, 60 injured. What have you heard, Jennifer, when you think about the conversations you had, or maybe your own mix of information? Because sometimes the information is metered out differently depending on whether you're reading it in the newspaper, whether you're watching a television report, whether you're listening to it being discussed on the radio. So I wonder what bits and pieces you may have picked up on your own.
With the train derailment, lots of pretty much the same thing, pretty much what you've covered, that the guy may have fallen asleep and that there was all of that going on. What I think is interesting is how many reenactments people go through.
I know, it's right.
In their coverage of accidents like this. I mean, I guess it's necessary to figure out what went on, but it seems like every news organization has a different reenactment, different people describing what they heard at the scene. It just seems like it gets overdone a little bit until you actually know.
You think the news media is overdoing
something?
No!
Well, you actually know what really happened. You know, it would be nice to just get the bottom line instead of all the what if this, what if that.
Well, I will tell you that this guy changed his routine. For 20 years, he'd been doing the same run in the afternoon. Apparently, they do on this 8-hour, 8.5-hour schedule, they do 2 round trips from New York to Poughkeepsie and back again. That's the job. And he'd been on the afternoon shift for 20 years and had just started working on the morning shift, as you know what happens when you have seniority, you bid the better routes and the better times and that sort of thing. And so in this circumstance, the best timing for the best, the most seniority guys is starting earlier in the day. So the question was whether or not he had enough time to get adequate sleep on the night before the derailment, and it's just he's on a new schedule, and if he did fall asleep, it may be because of that, but I'm beginning to doubt that he fell asleep just because the dead man switch would have taken over unless that was not operable, and it's very hard for that. It's very hard for me to imagine that it was inoperable. At any rate, comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug, Jennifer, or Ken @DougStefan.com. Ken, have you got any comments on this anywhere across the board there?
I haven't seen anything on this. We've got some drone comments.
Well, let's do. We'll do the drones in the next half hour. Bree, by the way, in the next half hour, who's the lead singer with a group called New Royalty, will be our Christmas star of the day in the next half hour as well. So, drones and Christmas music. How about that together? How would we? let's see.
Drones need music too, I guess.
Yeah. Dum 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 dum. I think that's the way the drones sound. What do you think?
12 drones droning.
Yes, that's right. On the 12th day of Christmas, my new drone gave to me a new package from Amazon. You think we can take that to the public or not?
Yeah. I'm sure Amazon might try to get you for it, but
All right. 888-302-3684. Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, to better their minds, to improve their confidence. Self-confidence, self-improvement is in America. And I would like to help you set a new goal for YOU. How about you improving your life by whitening your smile? Because it's never been easier. Time for you to try Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent, clinically proven to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Breakthrough patented ingredient comes from coconut oil. That's the secret to Power Swabs. Power Swabs penetrates deep into your tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal, ultimate whitening results. Power Swabs work on all teeth surfaces, caps, crowns, veneers, bonding, whitening teeth with no tooth sensitivity, no abrasive, no bleach, none of that stuff you have to stick on the tray and hold in your mouth for an hour. None of that. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break. Call 800-865-7602 order it direct from the manufacturer. Get your smile stain-free. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. Remember, it is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. 800-865-7602. It's risk-free. Try it. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free stain-out whitening quick strip. Say it again. Have I gotten that right yet? I have. I can't say those four words together. Stain-out whitening quick stick. There. Free. When you call 800-865-7602.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exogen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exogen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExogenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
2020 News Quiz time here on Good Day. The identity of Roger Rodas has been something that a lot of people, nobody knew who this guy was until a few days ago. Mm-hmm. So who is he or was he? Identify Roger Rodas and how he's connected to one of the important news stories of the day by dialing 888-302-3684. You know the answer, Jennifer?
I do.
All right. Kenny knows the answer.
Though.
Okay, that's good. Who's Roger Rodas, and why are we talking about him? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. If you haven't won one before, here's your chance on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings, Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Voice, the opening of the show last night. Yesterday, you had a lot of time in bed. So
did you
watch any of these TV shows?
I didn't. I was actually so under the weather, I didn't even catch up on any TV. Yeah.
Now, would this be considered a Christmas tune called Underneath the Tree? Crank it up, Michael.
Yeah.
Everything changed for me. Underneath the tree.
I like this a lot, actually.
This is almost like our favorite song, Mariah Carey's song.
Kenny, what's the story with this song?
It's on her new Christmas album that just came out this year called Wrapped in Red.
All right. So
I like it. And
good.
She's pregnant. How fun is that?
She's okay with me, I think. Wasn't she on American Idol?
Yeah, first season.
She was the first.
Really? The first winner? She's on The Voice.
Well, she's best friends with Blake because Blake is her son's client, or her husband's client. Her son.
Got it. Okay. He's a talent guy, right?
Uh-huh. And also Reba McEntire's stepson.
Oh, okay. All right, got it. Speaking of Christmas music, our Christmas star of the day today, Bree from the group New Royalty, is going to join us in the next half hour. Meanwhile, a tradition in this portion of the program is to bring out we'll dust off some of the late night shows comedy. There's a lot of repeats, but Conan O'Brien was live last night.
I'm going to start, though, with a little sobering news for all Americans, I'm afraid. Yes, according to a new report, America's teenagers are 30th in the world in math. Yeah, luckily America's teenagers will never understand the report because they're 85th in reading. They're not going to... But you know what? We're number one in Candy Crush.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say. Today, that was depressing. They were all... and true.
All right. Conan O'Brien, it is depressing when you look at that story. Did you hear that story, Jennifer?
Yeah.
The essence of how badly we're doing educationally. It is laughable, but not necessarily laughable in that way. 888-302-3684. Looking for an answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. Identify Roger Rodas, will you please, for us? 888-302-3684. As long as we're into audio, one of my favorite daytime talk programs on television, hosted by Wendy Williams. She always answers audience. She spends about, what, 6-7 minutes, pretty much a complete segment in the audience, answering questions from the audience. Here she talks about what would happen. The audience member asked Wendy about whether she ought to change her last name to her husband. It's a big social question at the moment.
I recently got married. I love, love, love being married. I love my husband. He really wants me to change his last name to his last name. I really don't want to do it. Is it really a big deal? Like, do you think I should change it? Is it, like, a necessary thing?
Shouldn't this have been a conversation that you had prior to getting married? I mean, like, this is one of those things along with how many children do we think that we might want and where geographically might we live and should I change my last name? You don't have kids yet, do you?
No.
Yeah. I am Hunter in real life, but I had a career already going. And, you know, in the media where people knew me as Wendy Williams, which is my maiden name. But I wouldn't trade being a hunter for the world. It kind of keeps us all matching. Aww. Like when I go to his school and, you know, Mrs. Hunter and his friends call me Mrs. Hunter. And it's the Hunter party of three, the Hunter.
Yeah.
but with that said, you know, these aren't the dark ages, and you apparently already had an identity.
Yeah.
In career.
Yeah, I'm a writer.
Well, see, this is very important. Does he have an ugly last name? Come on, we can talk about it.
I don't like it. It's Jones.
Williams, Jones, like Wilson, they're all funky.
Exactly.
I was so glad. See? Yes, no.
You understand?
Yes, I do. Williams all my life. what's your last name?
Taylor.
And what's your first name?
Ashley.
Ashley Taylor.
See, it works.
The author. Do what you want, but there's nothing wrong with keeping your own last name.
Thank you. Because
your career is already established as a writer.
It's a huge issue with people getting married now. It really is. 28 past the hour. Our fingers on the pulse here at Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up is the fight over Obamacare, the fight over the future of liberalism.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Frum. Columnist Charles Krautheimer is arguing that any failure of Obamacare will show also the failure of liberalism in general.
It's not really about Obamacare. Obamacare is a Republican plan. That's why the Heritage Foundation back in 93 came up with the idea of the individual mandate for private insurance. For Obamacare not to work, does it not work to not allow insurance companies to kick sick children off the rolls? And what is the Republican alternative to Obamacare?
David,
they don't have one.
Here's the core problem at the heart of the Affordable Care Act. When President Obama's team designed this law, they were going to extend coverage dramatically. What was the magic that allowed you to deliver all this extra stuff at no budgetary cost? The actual engineering was the most important costs in this program are going to be shifted to other people.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of variety in the conversation. Jennifer's here, and that's a good thing. Have a laugh or two. She's in charge of the laugh department at Good Day.
Yes, all laughs.
She thinks more about kissing than she does about laughing, but not while she's here. No, huh? No, no, no.
Have you ever kissed and laughed at the same time?
Yes, I have.
Those are the best kisses, aren't they?
That depends. Let's not go down that street, if you don't mind. 888-302-3684. At least not now. Maybe that's a discussion later when Roberta is around to add some life to it. Meanwhile, there are a couple of things here before we meet Bree, the singer from New Royalty, who's our Christmas star of the day. Our 2020 News Quiz question focuses on the identity of Roger Rodas, R-O-D-A-S. I am surprised that so far nobody has identified him correctly. We have another, 4 or 5 minutes in the 2020 News Quiz window, 20 after I try to ask the question, get an answer before 20 before the hour. So it's up to you if you want to get a swell prize, figure out who Roger Rodas is, and call us, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, all the discussion about drones. Drones. This is something
that's a great
word. Well, I find it interesting that a lot of people think, because we have an image in our mind of the drones that are used in Afghanistan, for example. Mm-hmm. They're flown by people in the Air Force base outside of Tampa, but they're actually in Afghanistan. And they're pilotless planes, in that instance, delivering payloads, usually weapons, so they're not putting any pilots in jeopardy to shoot down the drone. What's the big deal? They only cost a couple of million bucks apiece. Only, he said, with tongue in cheek. So now Amazon comes up with this idea. There are more and more companies trying to build these smaller drones, obviously using the same technology. That is something that operates a small engine and it's battery powered. And in this case, this thing looks like a little box, pictures that you've seen, a little square item that can hold a package up to 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
What amazes me about how this works, at least from Amazon's point of view, if you listen to the interview with Bezos on 60 Minutes, it's so fascinating that Amazon has this down to a science where they figure they'll be using these things if they get all the regulatory approval in a couple of years, and that there are enough of these Amazon locations around, and in each of these warehouses, there is pretty much a duplication of everything they're selling. So you could literally order something now and have it delivered in the next hour.
Yeah.
The fact that this thing has been built out the way it has, I find there's two parts of this that are fascinating. One part's scary. Well, yeah, you know, to a point.
Yeah.
But so what do you make, Kenny Kessler and Jen? I guess part of it is, what do you care if there are drones flying all over the place? I mean, all ought to be thinking about that. I think we ought to be thinking about that.
I think it's weird. I think it's very Jetson-esque. It makes me feel like that's, you know, you watch the Jetsons and you're like, oh, this will never happen. And then all of a sudden you have drones delivering, you know, your latest James Patterson novel in a box. It's kind of bizarre. But at the same time, it's not unexpected to me. I mean, it seems like that's where we're headed. I just think that Doug, you and I should get in on the curve, and maybe we should start a courier pigeon business. Do you think if we bulk them up, get them on some steroids, we could actually have them compete with the droids?
I put them on brewers. Drones. They get a lot of that on the farm now.
Yeah.
All right. So there are privacy concerns for sure. Some people think it's a bad idea because of the jobs that will be taken away. Some people think it's a good idea because this is advanced technology. Some people, just in general, let's listen. 888-302-3684, separating the wheat from the chaff. Here's Joe in Texas, who seems to be against the idea of using these drones.
I'm totally 100% opposed to drones being in the United States. Even for, the only exception I would have would be maybe for forest fire or something along that line. As far as military, as far as police, any application along the line, we don't need our skies filled up with crap flying around observing the public.
That's
we need our security taken care of a different way. Our government is running amok.
Well, this isn't a government, although there has been a proposal. We all have been talking about this during the course, I think, earlier in the year when Mr. Obama said that they wanted to use drones for traffic surveillance and the NSA wants to use them to surveil whatever they can. I mean, this is way out of control. If it keeps going the way that it's going, forget about it. If you think we have no freedom or privacy now, you've got nothing.
Well, and the
distraction. These things flying all over the place.
The distraction that could be created. I mean, people driving and they see a drone flying overhead with a package. I mean, and at some point these things will go crazy and they'll start flying out of the sky. Right. It seems kind of bizarre.
Bad movie. It's like a bad movie.
It is, yeah.
Any comments on that? Did you say yes or no, Kenny? I've forgotten what you said.
Yeah, but I think this whole thing is nothing but a publicity stunt.
On the Bezos power of Amazon?
Got on 60 Minutes the night before Cyber Monday and had everybody talking about Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty smart, isn't it?
It is pretty smart. That's an I hadn't even thought about that angle, Kenny. You're right. 888-302-3684. Okay, let's get to the 2020 news quiz question. Jerry's in Evansville, Indiana. Welcome to the Good Day program. Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. Happy belated Thanksgiving. So who is Roger Rodas?
Roger Rodas was the guy who was driving the Porsche that killed the movie star. He got killed with him.
Yep. He was driving the car. Cause for the accident yet to be determined. Police, along with the family members, Walker's family members, denied the two had been drag racing just before the crash. Speed certainly a factor here. I thought it was interesting. Last night there was a private memorial service at the site. Mm-hmm. A white tent sort of was makeshifted around the site where the car hit the tree and exploded.
Is that a little weird to you?
Yeah, I thought that was why. Yeah.
It seems that everybody that has been related to the story has come out to that site. I mean, a lot of his movie star friends have gone there to pay tribute and stuff.
Where is that? Do you know? I don't know that much about that town.
Surface Street in Santa Clarita. In the streets there, this is a new community. It's a planned community. Streets are wide. They're perfect for racing. That's what he was doing. We don't know, but they're perfect for that because they tend to be industrial areas where these kind of places are, and they're wide open streets. It would be really easy to see it could happen there. But it's just bizarre. Instead of just doing it at the parents' house or something. And
I can't place Santa Clarita, though.
That's Valencia. If you take the 5 freeway north, uh-huh, you're going to pass right through Santa Clarita.
It's north of the Thousand Oaks and up there. It's up by the...
It's about 15 minutes from where I'm located in Sunland. You just take the 210 to the 5, and then you're right in Santa Clarita. Uh-huh. It's very close by.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of people. There'll be tour buses going out there now. You can be sure of that. So Vin Diesel grabbed a megaphone, a speaker last night, addressed the fans that were holding a vigil at the site as well. He said, thank you for coming down here, showing that angel up in heaven how much you appreciated him. I don't remember this much fuss about somebody like this guy. I mean, the guy was well-known because of the Fast and the Furious. Mm-hmm. He seemed to be a pretty temperate guy. He was attractive. I was thinking for older people who remember James Dean And his
he looked
death,
a lot like James Dean, too.
Yeah, he did, and he died a lot like.
Yeah.
And you know, the unfortunate thing also, Kenny, about this, is there have been all kinds of claims being made that his daughter was at the event and witnessed, and that's just not true. There were people writing on Facebook yesterday confirming, quote, "We want to clarify that Paul went to the event alone. Meadow, his daughter, was not at the event and thankfully did not witness the accident." But there have been a lot of posts that have just been, angry, hoax stuff, including the 24-hour period before he died when there was a big rumor that he was already dead. And so, all of you got to wonder what the hell motivates people to fake social media profiles and put stuff up that's just not right. What kind of a kick do you get out of this 15-year-old kid who moved over to live with her father a couple of years ago instead of staying with her mother over in Hawaii? I'm baffled by people's motivation to do stuff like that. I really am. Meanwhile, the production of Fast and Furious was put on hold. They don't quite know what to do because he and Vin Diesel were the major stars, right?
Yeah, and they were halfway through filming the next one.
Yeah, so that, what are you going to do with that? All right, anyway, so that's the latest on that. And we'll pause for a moment now because I want you to sort of get primed for some nice music for a few minutes. Our Christmas star of the day joins us in a few. It's Bree, the singer from New Royalty here on Good Day.
And this holiday season, remember, easy for you. A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See for yourself this weekend during our holiday open house. Save on great gifts like stunning jewelry, apparel, and the hottest electronics. Plus, sample foods that will make your holiday party special. Everyone's invited to shop the Sam's Club holiday open house with no membership required, December 6th through 8th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Just sort of immersed ourselves in, and it will get nicer, I hope, and just more full of wonder as we get close to Christmas Day. But at any rate, we started a tradition a number of years ago during the month of December, bringing on singers from some of the groups, some of the songs that you wouldn't necessarily hear on some of the big radio stations, but yet great Christmas music, introducing you to new Christmas stars. For example, 19-year-old Bree is here from a group called New Royalty. She and the band have been together for 5 years. Her last name is iFelice. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it La Felice?
Yes, you are.
Is iFelice right?
Yep, iFelice.
So I noticed that you tweeted a couple of hours ago. You haven't had much sleep. You were doing a paper.
No,
where are you?
I'm home right now. I just finished actually about a half hour ago. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay, you do have to do what you
what
do.
What class are you? What class is this for?
This is for English.
Oh.
Where are you a student?
Yep. Yeah, I'm a student at Middlesex County College.
Which is where?
Where to where?
Where is Middlesex County College?
Oh, okay. Edison in East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Edison, New Jersey. I'm not too sure.
All right. So let's get to your focus on music. How did you first, this group's been together for 5 years, so you must all have been friends way before you went to high school even, huh?
Yeah, we've all been friends for a long time. Actually, we first started, my brother was in the band, and he was attending a music school, and that's where they had originally started. And I had went to a few of their shows, and I really thought they were great. I got along with them well. We instantly connected, and that's where it all started.
That's well. You and these others, I'm listening, or I have been actually listening to a little bit and piece of a couple of the things. The new Christmas album you have called Revisit Christmas, following up last year's Christmas album, Spend Christmas With Me. How'd you come off with this? Is your group. Has covered in some pretty interesting studio situations. Obviously, you play a lot at school. How'd you come up with what actually was going to be in these albums? How'd you decide?
Well, it wasn't a very easy decision. Pretty much the covers, we all took a vote and decided which ones we wanted to perform best. We performed many of them between each other and picked as time went on. We really do enjoy Christmas songs. The thing about that is, you know, as years go by, you're always going to have that with you. And it's going to be something that we keep for the rest of our lives. So we really enjoyed performing all of these.
All right, there's a new single. This is an original song from the new album called Angels that Bree and the rest of the band have. Let's have a snippet of that, Michael, shall we? Highly produced. That's and that's a good thing. Are you doing it all? The people in the band doing it all, or did you go to a big house to record this? How'd you get this done?
Yeah, we did it all. We went to the House of Loud to record all of these.
The House of Loud. I like that. That's cool. You also were a finalist in a songwriting competition through Overplay.com. Tell us about that.
Which one was it?
It says Overplay.com. You were a finalist in a songwriting competition.
Oh, were we? Yeah, we have a few different songwriting stuff that we were in. It's kind of hard to keep track of all of them. We actually just got nominated for the Asbury Park Music Awards just yesterday.
Oh, cool!
So,
congratulations.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. Yeah.
All right, well, that's
really
good.
Great.
You got a lot going on because you got school as well. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Let's finish our time together here with Father Christmas. Revisit Christmas is their new album, original songs, classics, versions of classic rock Christmas songs by the Beach Boys, John Lennon. And this is the Kinks Father Christmas that they covered. Bree, thank you. Good luck to New Royalty. NewRoyaltyMusic.com is where you can check it out. And there's a lot of info at DougSteffen.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now it's 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. The Good Day program every day featuring a lot of conversations, as much as we can pack into these few minutes about various things that affect your current usage, perhaps future usage of technology, the day-to-day things that many of us are I'm trying to learn. Actually, I wish that for the first time in a long time, I actually wish I had a GPS with me last night trying to figure my way around Tucson.
Lost on those surface streets, huh?
Just, yeah, it would have been a lot easier with the GPS.
You know, your cell phone will do that for you.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't think the cell phone had...
Well, you have a new cell phone, don't you?
No, I got an old one.
A flipper?
Yeah, I'll have to... But I think you may be right. I'm going to look at it. I will do that while I listen with you to Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter. He's going to talk with you today about a study that shows physical books are preferred by people who use them to e-books. Let's find out about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the internet has made digital media king in almost every realm, but a new study shows that it hasn't quite conquered the book market. Market research firm VoxBurner recently polled 16 to 24-year-olds in the UK. When asked if they preferred physical products or digital content, almost 2 in 3 polled said they preferred a physical book to an e-book, showing that the Kindle and Nook haven't taken over quite like their audio and video media counterparts. So why are e-books lagging so far behind other digital platforms like music and video games? There's there's a major divide over price. Nearly a third of those polled think ebooks should cost half as much as they do now, but the bigger reasons are more sentimental. Many said they like the smell of a book, like having full bookshelves, and want to show off what they've read to family and friends. One day, maybe Amazon or Barnes & Noble will release an ebook with smello reading, but until that day comes, the printed word may remain king. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Shake your groove thing down to Old Navy. This Saturday only, the Rockstar Jean is at its lowest price ever. Just $15. Whoa, that's like over 50% off. Low is right. Get the Rockstar Jean with a skinny fit you love and classic black or indigo for just $15. Shake a leg. It's only this Saturday and only at Old Navy. Offer valid on black and indigo size and participating stores while supplies last.
All right, here's something that's pretty spooky. Computer scientists are developing a malware prototype that uses inaudible audio signals to communicate, a capability that allows the malware to covertly transmit keystrokes and other sensitive data even when infected machines have no network connection. This is referred to as proof-of-concept software. Malicious Trojans that adopt the same high-frequency communication methods, as, according to what I'm reading here in this technology story, Kenny, this could prove especially adept at penetrating highly sensitive environments that routinely place an air gap between computers and the outside world. Using nothing more than the built-in microphones and speakers of standard computers, the researchers were able to transmit passwords and other small amounts of data from distances of about 65 feet. The software can transfer data at much greater distances by employing an acoustical mesh network made of attacker-controlled devices that repeat the audio signals. My God!
Yikes!
How in the world do you combat something like that? Something being developed in Germany, apparently. Several ways to use these sounds to transmit data. Laptops is where they start. Why would you want to do this? It's got to be the question, isn't it? 59 past the hour on Good Day.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.